You can't change that, it's supposed to, without changing the appropriation, it's a line of budget.
Have you tell him the boss has got a lid on that and says it's about out? Because he'll spread it to everybody in government.
Lawyer found out about it, and glad he's been in here with four requests. Hello.
Secretary Murphy on 9-0.
I made a fella bet this morning and I lost it.
What's that?
I bet I'd get Orville and Udall at their desk, and I called them both, and they both got balls in the air and they're traveling again. You want to pay that bet for me?
What did you bet it, Mr. President?
Well, a good Texas hat. What's he doing out in Utah? Talking to Benson?
I thought he was in Idaho.
They told me Utah. Well, there ain't many electoral votes in either place. I want you all to take
a... in the National Forest. I thought he'd talk to you about going off
there. I want you to take a very careful look at any legislation you got pending and see if any of your men are around. You can go talk to them and get a plan of action. Because they screwed up. They weren't watching the food stamp bill. And you got an amendment hung on to it in the Senate that oughtn't to have been hung on. Humphrey was... had balls in the air and he wasn't on the floor, and Mansfield didn't have any better judgment. He went over and told Eleanor to accept it. Eleanor knew better, didn't want it. This damn mean Jack Miller, Republican, put it on. Now Howard Smith won't want to give a rule. So I want to see that y'all are on top of your legislative field where I don't have to be worrying about it over here. And I traded two judgeships to get your food stamp, and then I got it screwed up because nobody's paying attention to it. And when they bring it up, y'all ought to have a man in that gallery, and when they offer an amendment like that, you ought to run down and grab the leader, Humphrey, and tell him, for God's sakes, don't do it, because if you add an amendment, it's got to go back to the Rules Committee, and Howard Smith's going to go on a vacation and be milking, and you can't get him. But somebody's got to watch that legislative program. Doesn't do me any good to send messages and beg and give judges and everything else if we're in Utah and Idaho and they're voting. And I want you to watch that food stamp and anything else that you've got up there. You got the food for peace.
Right.
See what you got to do to get it rolling. Because
right.
We just got 2 weeks after they come back here before the convention. I don't want to bring them back after the convention. You got to see about your agriculture appropriation bill.
Right.
See if you can't testify at night if you need to. But expedite them, encourage them, and tell them that you want to get ahead of these other appropriation bills. Because if you don't, they'll murder you the last day of the session. Now then... I'm 26 employees over in May what I was last year. And a lot of that's agriculture and interior. Post office cut, treasury cut, and then a revenue cut, defense cut. But these boys that are out in Idaho and Utah, they know they need to watch their departments a little more. So I want to suggest that you take the three ablest men that you've got in the department. Two old-timers and one new man, either you or... your boy, what's his assistant name, Tom?
Hughes?
Tom Hughes, or somebody that's new and fresh. And have a committee to see how y'all can possibly hold down employment the next 3 months, because we'll have to give a figure in September. And I'm doing my damnedest to get a few votes, a few of the business community, a few of the conservatives. I'm trying to split up his money and split up his campaign, and I just can't do it with Udall and Freeman spending every damn thing that they can. I've got McNamara saving $3,600. I've got Post Office saving $1,700. I've got Dillon saving $3,000 or $4,000. But you boys in agriculture and interior just shot the works and hit the lid, and I know it's summer employment, and I know it goes up. But I'd rather not have it go up and win the election than to have it go up and say we did a hell of a good job employing people that got hell beat out of us in November. I've told them that four or five times, and it doesn't get any results, so I want you to, at my request, appoint three people as a task force to see what steps you can take that will substantially curtail employment between now and the first of the year, this last half of the year. I'm going to ask Interior to do the same thing, and I think you ought temporarily just not fill any vacancies. And anything else that you can to cut employees, the number of them.
Oh,
I'm going to ask Kermit Gordon, you get him a report, who you name and what you're doing, and ask him to give you a tentative report to the 1st of August on what the task force is doing. I'll ask him to do the same thing. We'll see if we can't get ready for this election in November.
All right, so we'll do it, and we'll have a report for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, sir.